Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ben Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Bring it up, Jake. You bet on the BetQL Network. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here with you. A couple things to say before we continue on. Betty Wilson, outstanding player of the tournament, give you all our bets for tonight. Ken and I had a great call this morning with Sophie and Trevor and our brand manager, Andrew Williams, and the great Drew Stell. More You Better You Bet merchandise is on the way, and like pretty like sleek and like slick designs for like some t-shirts and stuff. We're going to get into hat design as well. I think that's coming next, Ken. I think we need to spend some time on the hats, because I feel like that could be like a pretty good thing for us here. YouBetterYouBetShop.com is your home for You Better You Bet merchandise. Right now, it's t-shirts, crew necks, and hoodies only. We are going to expand into hats. We'll have new t-shirts and like new merch, basically, with new show sayings, etc., including a Final Hour Power Hour shirt, a YBYB After Dark shirt, some Why You Better You Bet hats. It's going to be awesome. So really good call this morning with this crew here at Odyssey, with, again, Sophie and Trevor and Andrew and Drew and me and Ken. And I could say like a bunch of other random names, but those were the only people on the call. But it's going to be awesome. So You Better You Bet Shop and Mike and Joe and Bill,
yeah,
and Dan,
Sam,
and Frank.
Jimmy.
Yeah, they were all great. Oh, Jimmy was
little
awesome.
Jimmy.
Jake. Yeah. Jake says it's Tuesday, and I don't know if he's kidding or not, but like, why
that should
not
be a shirt? Yeah.
I think there should
Tuesday
be a shirt.
Needs to be a shirt. Absolutely.
What it should be Tuesday, and then like the S should like trail off like underneath it, and there should be like a snake slithering down.
Oh.
Tuesday, and the snake's mouth above the S, and then a bunch of S's underneath, like in Tuesday. Yeah,
gonna make history.
Owl Futures, yeah. We should like create, like, if Owl Futures were a person, what would he look like? And that
sure.
Should be the shirt. It's right. Me, Owl.
You know, Owl Futures. You got it.
So YouBetterYouBetShop.com. Gonna be awesome. It already is awesome for all You Better You Bet merchandise. Ran into some people in Vegas this weekend wearing You Better You Bet merch. That was absolutely great. We absolutely loved it. So that's the merchandise part of this. Also want to promote our friends over at BetQL. Like, I know we are the BetQL Network, but this is the app specifically. If your bracket is busted like mine is, you still want to be on the action I do. All you got to do, follow BetQL in the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app. It's free and it's improved. It's awesome. You unlock 2 free months of betting insights from BetQL. On a daily basis, you're going to get expert betting trends, player prop ratings, and more. And for the tournament, you're going to get best bets every day. There are games, betting trends, money line movement, over-under picks for every single game. All you've got to do, download the Odyssey app, create an account, follow BetQL. To unlock your 2-month free trial of BetQL, you can also follow any Odyssey sports station on the app, and a 2-month discount code will then be sent to your email. So a couple of really easy ways to get a 2-month free subscription to our friends over at the BetQL app. Visit BetQL.com, and again, download the aforementioned BetQL app. And did I mention we're selling merchandise? YouBetterYouBetShop.com. I'm getting married in a couple of months. Ken's got kids. Please buy merchandise. YouBetterYouBetShop.com for all your You Better You Bet merchandise needs. Okay. Bets are coming up. What I'm really looking forward to is talking about the NIT because I love it. But for now, let's continue the conversation on most outstanding player in the NCAA tournament. So to end hour number three, we were talking about how to bet Houston potentially, right? If you wanted to get away from Marcus Sasser, who is the second favorite on the board at 5-1 behind Brandon Miller at 4. If you wanted to take someone else on Houston, looks like we've landed on Tyson Walker at 60-1. So that's the
Michigan
Houston
State's
part of
player.
It.
It's Jerace Walker is Houston's player. Tyson Walker is from Michigan
State. Thank you very much. Yeah. Yes, the old brain gets confused sometimes. For Alabama, let's talk about them next with Brandon Miller, is obviously the odds-on favorite here, Ken, at 4-1. Maybe some decent options if you want to get away from Brandon Miller.
Yeah, Tyler's really big on Quinterly if you want to get away from Brandon Miller. So there's going to be like not an elephant in the room, but just a shallow angle on this, which is like, oh, well, if Alabama wins the title, will the writers not give it to Brandon Miller as some kind of like axe to grind punishment for the off-court stuff that's happened with him? And the problem with that is that Brandon Miller was given the SEC Player of the Year award by the media, like while all of this was going on. So I don't know what the evidence is that like this small troop of writers is going to like have this axe to grind and it's going to prevent Miller from winning. Now, if somebody severely outplays Miller in the tournament, then like, okay, but like, is that going to happen? And how do they win the title with him playing bad? Like, how do they do that? So I thought about this a little bit. I asked a couple of people. I was like, am I crazy? Like, is it an angle? Like, is it actually an angle to bet other Alabama players? Because this could happen. And I guess the answer is maybe, but I'm just not really convinced. Like, it's subjective, I guess, because we don't know. I still just think, like, first of all, if Alabama wins the title, Miller probably has to play really well. And if Miller plays really well on Saturday and on Monday night, and they win the title, and you know, next week, obviously. Really? Like, that's going to happen? So I guess it's possible. Tyler, you kind of like, I don't know if you disagree with me necessarily, but Quinterly was like one of the first names you brought up. Like, how did you not bet him for most outstanding player? Is that someone you're still interested in?
Well, when I originally had this conversation, I thought he won the SEC tournament MVP this year. He won it in 2021. So that already, my point went out the window, but, I mean, they're kind of painting him as this, NCAA tournament darling. Like
which Walker plays for Houston? Herschel? Right.
Never mind. Texas Ranger. Yeah. He plays for Houston.
Christian.
Right?
Yeah. Chuck Norris. Absolutely. Tyler, yeah, please continue.
Absolutely.
Javon Walker.
I'm not even that high on Javon Quinterly. I just thought it'd be interesting. I didn't know if the writers would give it to him. I just had a question about that. I wasn't sure. And Quinterly's been playing really, really well the past few weeks. And it kind of seems like there's like narrative that he's coming back after
well,
a
what do
torn
you think?
ACL.
Do you think the writers will give it to Miller? Like, you don't have to agree with me. You can disagree with me. Like, it's subjective.
No, no.
I don't have to be right. Do you think they would give it to him?
I do, because they also – he won the SEC tournament MVP. That was my right. My point was because Quinterly won it, but I thought he won it this year. He didn't. He won it in 2021. So kind of like Quinterly points is out the window at this point.
Got it.
Better chance to be state senator in Georgia. Herschel Walker, Jerace Walker, or Tyson Walker?
I mean, I guess Herschel Walker, because he got really close already. I guess that's like
I think not... everybody lost though, so I guess you'd rather take the chance to Delaney Walker.
But I guess he got that following already. That was just step one of the master plan. Now he's gonna come back. Yeah,
of course.
So.
Of course. On Brandon Miller.
Yeah.
So let's say Alabama plays. Give me a team they could play in the most likely team you think they would play in the Final Four. Tennessee, or a team they could play.
In the Final Four, Tennessee.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. Okay, so let's say it's Tennessee. Alabama could win that game if Brandon Miller doesn't have like a great game. Right? Alabama could beat Tennessee if Brandon Miller doesn't like ball out. Let's say Brandon Miller is the second or third best player. Sure. Yeah. But like, also Tennessee might not score that much. Let's say it's Bama against Houston, Bama against UConn, UCLA, Texas, any one of these really good teams on the right side of the bracket. Like if Brandon Miller is not the best player on the court for Alabama, like they just lose, right? Like how do they win if he's not the best player?
Tennessee. I think they might just lose to Tennessee if he doesn't play great.
So I guess kind of like the point that I'm making here is like if Alabama wins, like it has to be him because of the team they're going to play in the title game. Like they're not getting like Georgia Tech like UConn did in the title game. They're not getting like the second Butler team like Kemba Walker and UConn did that year. Like it's not happening. Like they're going to get like one of these really good teams. And if Miller's not the best player on the court, how are they winning? So I think like it. If they win, he's going to be the best player. He's going to be most outstanding player. I think it's as easy as that. And like also, like I understand like some of the well, maybe like another player could win potentially. I'm like reticent to use like some of like the terminology that we've used in the past for like players that are locks to potentially win something here. Sure. But it feels like there would have to be some sort of like side, like Miller would have to be like arrested. And I'm not even talking about his specific incident. We use that turn of phrase sometimes. Like something would have to happen in order for Miller to not win. And I'm not convinced he still wouldn't win if that happened. And I am being slightly tongue-in-cheek there when I say that.
Tyler brings up that Quinterly led the – well, I mean, Miller had 0 points in the first game. I would imagine someone else led the team in scoring. Quinterly's led the team in scoring both games. Maybe that's the angle that you need to be like, okay, if this continues the rest of the tournament. My problem is just, like, this was to beat A&M, Corpus Christi, and Maryland. And maybe that's what's required to beat San Diego State and Tennessee. Maybe it's that easy. The path is just that
easy. Maybe his groin isn't right. Maybe his groin's
but that's
not
also,
right, you know?
That's also, like, most outstanding player of the tournament is actually most outstanding player of the final four. And the reason these players have won is because in the final two games, they were the best. So, like, Quinterly leading in scoring might be predictive of what happens in that at that point. But, like, I don't know if that's necessarily going to of all the teams that are remaining in the tournament, even or even have like the remotest chance to win the title. It feels like the two players who are like the most correlated to like they're going to win if the team wins. And so therefore, I would like not bet other players are Miller in Alabama and Timmy in Gonzaga. Like those are the two players where it's like I don't even know if I can make the second and third best player cases for those teams. But I guess let's phrase it this way. If you disagree. Then and with Alabama, especially with Gonzaga, I don't even know what like Strother, like what's even the argument? And also they're not going to win the title, I don't think. But Alabama is like a really, really realistic title winner. I guess if you disagree and you kind of think like there's something here, like Quinterly's the guy and that's the bet. We're choosing to go in a different direction, but I don't think like anybody has to be right here. I think we just explore all the options.
You better you bet with Nick and Ken talking most outstanding player in the tournament. All our bets for tonight are on the way. Ken, I think the obvious like next question for me to you is we've talked a lot about on the show. UCLA and UCLA potentially winning the championship. They're the only team that you have bet to win the title. Pick them to win your bracket. We've talked a lot about the Bruins on the show. Jaime Jaquez is the favorite on UCLA to be most outstanding player. Jaquez is 9-1. If you go down the board, you'll find Tiger Campbell at a big price. Others on UCLA at bigger prices. How are you betting UCLA here, Ken? This is like the team that you think is going to win the title, right? The team you bet on in the futures market, you pick to win your bracket. What about UCLA? Is it Jaquez or are you looking to get away from Jaime Jaquez?
Well, I think with any team that you think is going to win the title, you're trying to beat the best player if anybody else makes the remotest amount of sense. Like, I think it's tough for Alabama to make a case. Maybe it's Quinterly, but then it's tough, really tough after that. For Gonzaga, it's nobody. Even for Houston stuff, there's an angle here that I do want to bring up also, which is we had a run of bigs winning this award in the early to mid 2000s. Right, it was like a Okafor, Sean May, who else? There's one other one. Joakim Noah won the award, although I guess Horford was the center technically, but like you get the idea. We had like a run of like those three guys, and then basically in the last almost 20 years, it's like just Anthony Davis is the only big that's like ever won this. And part of that, I guess, is like the evolution of the game and like kind of, but part of it maybe is there is like a little bit of bias built in for like scoring guards or scoring wings, getting like a little bit more. I mean, like there's like a randomness is another way to explain this, but it's
like
something
Jahlil
interesting
Okafor
to bring up.
Was the best player on Duke in 2015, right? And Tyus Jones won most.
Tyus Jones
player,
won. It was kind of like Jones, Okafor, and Winslow were all so good, and Jones won it. It like kind of as a competition between three players. Yeah, there's other situations where like a big was kind of deserving, not like dominant,
but kind of deserving, and like the tiebreaker went to the guard. So I do think that's a little interesting. Even when we talk about Jarace Walker for Houston, like, it's one of the reasons I don't like him as much is, like, they're going to give it to the big instead of like Sasser or somebody else. It's like, that's like a little tough. So Walker, I like him a little bit, and they're like, Houston's likely to win the title. I don't know. And then I look at UCLA, and like, I want to be really clear. I wouldn't really go, if you have UCLA to win the title, you maybe just shouldn't bet this market at all the way I'm talking about with UCLA. Cause like, you need them to win the title for these bets to cash. And if they win the title, like, you're rich anyway. So like, I mean, I guess we all want to get richer, but like, you're already locked in here to this team winning. If you don't have any position on UCLA, or you have a small one and you want to kind of like do something fun, I think Tiger Campbell's really live. Jaquez is the best player on the team. He's probably going to take the most shots. But like, in a Saturday, Monday, two-game thing only, with an emphasis on guards and wings, I think Tiger Campbell is possible. I think Amari Bailey is also possible. So I had to contact a couple books to get him added. He wasn't in the market. I had to like, just, it happens all the time. Like, you get on with the sport. Like, I want to add this guy. Okay, no problem. They added him at 60, which is, I was hoping for a little longer. But when you add a guy, they're never going to make the price long because they know you want to bet him, whatever. So I did bet a little bit of 60 on Amari Bailey. Neither guy, obviously, a big. Both have the potential to have huge stat games in the Saturday-Monday Final Four National Championship. Jaquez is the most likely to win, but a big and the likelihood of this award going to someone random, I think, makes those two guys really interesting. If you like UCLA, maybe you don't like UCLA, you want to go in a different direction, they present as a team that's pretty interesting with some options in this market.
We want to get Amari Bailey home. Now, Toby Bailey did not win Most Outstanding Player of the Year. UCLA beat Arkansas in the final. That went to Ed O'Bannon, who's like, yep, famous for like other reasons, like besides for just winning Most, yep, Outstanding Player of that tournament now, him and his brother Charles O'Bannon. But maybe we need to start, like, can we need to start the movement here? UCLA gets to the Final Four. Toby Bailey, and now the next generation, Amari Bailey. Well, so Amari Bailey, related, if and when, right, he balls out, not the point. Just, not the point. They're the same last name.
Okay.
Like, I don't think this requires that much nuance amongst the public.
Toby's son. It's like, no, that's actually not this.
Well, Toby helped UCLA. You got one? Yeah. Bailey to Bailey with the number two.
Oh. I don't have anything.
Bailey
to
Bailey MOP. Okay. I don't know. Okay. More Most Outstanding Player bets for tonight coming up next, and Survivor Strategy.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.